If it's sports, we've got it covered. Now with Chris Brintle.
The number three Gillette Lady Camel volleyball team went 3-2 this past weekend at the Casper Invitational. After winning 2 of 3 on Friday, Gillette beat Natrona 2-0 and lost to number one Cheyenne East 2-1 on Saturday. Tony Latke and the Lady Camels are 3-1 in conference play and 16-5 overall, heading into its big matchup at rival Sheridan.
You know, watching them step into those roles, embrace those roles, and then, you know, have some success. You know, they're a huge part of our team, and, you know, we need them to do their job as well as the older kids. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, I mentioned. It's kind of coming together, and it doesn't feel, you know, like we have seniors and sophomores and juniors and whatever. I mean, we have a pretty overall good team concept.
The Lady Bronx are 1-3 in conference play and 12-9 overall. The Lady Camels will play the Lady Bronx Thursday night at 6. The Gillette Camel boys golf team finished 8th at the state tournament this past weekend in Green River. Logan Johnson took 17th place individually. Riverton won the 2016 state title, while Kelly Walsh took 2nd and Cheyenne East took 3rd. The Camel girls took 7th place at state, with Sydney Kane taking 15th place overall. At the Rapid City Cross Country Invitational, Camel boys senior runner Tristan Atneris took home a 2nd place finish. Overall, the Camel boys finished 4th, with Rapid City Stevens winning the team title. The Camel girls finished 2nd behind Rapid City Stevens. Sydney Wint led the way, finishing in 4th place. Two Moorcroft girls finished in the top 15. Sophomore Jordan Jones finished 15th, and freshman Haley Jones finished 9th. The Camel girls swimming and diving team swept the weekend in Cheyenne. Friday, Gillette beat Central 111-72. On Saturday, Gillette beat Jackson 106-76 and Cheyenne East 94-68. The 12-1 Camel girls will compete in Mandan, North Dakota this Friday and Saturday. This has been your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Chris Brintle.